Hey, Wowzers, Mindy here. And in case you haven't heard, Two What's in a Wow is now a book! The Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook. It comes out on Tuesday, June 30th, but you can pre-order it now. Grown-ups, be sure to visit tinkercast.com/shop for more info. Can you believe it? A whole book full of wows and what's and scientific challenges for thinkers and tinkerers like you. Grown-ups, once again, you can visit tinkercast.com/shop for pre-order info on our new Two What's and a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook. That's it. And now, let's get on with the show. Dear Moon, it's me, Mindy. How's it hanging? I'm so looking forward to seeing you soon. The reason I'm writing you today is to cordially invite you to my full moon party coming up on May 7th. We're celebrating you and only you, so I hope you can make it. Love, Mindy. P.S. Are you made of cheese or not?
Hey, Mindy, what's going on?
Oh, hey, Guy Razzie. Not much. I'm just sending out invites for my big full moon party. Do you know how long it takes to get mail to the moon?
Not really. But why are you throwing a party for the moon?
Oh, well, you know how the moon is a little shy and typically only shows its face once a month?
Yeah?
So I was thinking that the moon could use a little confidence boost. That's why I'm throwing it a party.
I see. Well, do you think you could put the party planning on hold for a moment? Because we've got a game show to host.
Oh, I knew I was forgetting something.
Hit the lights.
And swap the deck.
Rolling in 3, 2, 1.
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after eating salad with your hands, it's
Two What's and a Wow.
Wowzers, it's time for a late night round of Two What's and a Wow.
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats.
Now, before we begin today's round, let's review where we left off on Friday.
On Friday, we gave you 3 scientific statements about comedy and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A? Most of the time, your brain cannot tell the difference between real laughter and fake laughter.
Or was it B? Crows are known for pulling pranks on other crows.
Or was it C? A rhesus monkey has actually made a pun or a play on words using sign language.
And to answer yesterday's question, joining us by phone, it's Kaya from Pennsylvania. Kaya, what's your winning wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. This is Kaya. I used to live in New Hampshire, but now I live in Pennsylvania. And my wow in the world is that some crows are so smart that they play prank on each other. Say hi to Grandma G-Force, Reggie, and Dennis, who is very, very annoying for some reason. Bye!
Winner, winner! Punchlines for dinner!
And there you have it, Wowzers. If you guess the answer B, that crows are known to pull pranks on other crows, you found the winning wow. Congratulations, Kaya.
Turns out crows are little pranksters and known to tug on the tails of larger animals just to tease them.
But if you picked A or C, you weren't too far off. For those who guessed A, well, your brain is actually really good at detecting real laughs from fake laughs.
And if you guessed C, rhesus monkeys have not been found to make puns yet, but there is another animal that has. You might remember Coco the gorilla, who learned how to communicate using sign language. And it turns out Coco was able to use this sign language to make puns.
Wow.
Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they won?
Well, Mindy, all of our winning contestants will be taking home their very own invisible knock-knock joke!
Knock-knock!
Who's there?
Nothing.
Nothing who?
Nothing, because this joke is invisible!
All right, then. Well, congratulations to all of our winning wowzers.
We're going to take a quick break to sing a song to the moon, but when we come back, it's another round of Two What's and a Wow!
Two What's and a Wow! We'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from Clif Kid, makers of Z-Bar, the organic energy bar made for playtime fuel. Many at Clif are parents, too, and Clif Kid salutes all the parents and kids working together to make the best of this time, staying active and using their imaginations while they play. Clif Kid is here for you and with you for every adventure.
That's it. Now back to the show.
And we're back for another round of Two What's and a Wow!
The category for today's round is full moons. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it, Guy Raz. We're going to present you with three scientific statements about full moons, but, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made up what's.
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements about full moons is the true scientific wow? Is it A, mosquitoes tend to bite more during a full moon?
Or is it B, on average, people tend to sleep an extra 30 minutes a night when there is a full moon?
Or is it C, certain types of octopuses lay their eggs only when there is a full moon?
One more time. Is it A, mosquitoes tend to bite more during a full moon?
Or is it B, on average, people sleep an extra 30 minutes a night when there's a full moon?
Or is it C, certain types of octopuses lay eggs only during a full moon?
When you think you've got the correct answer, write it down on a sheet of paper
and howl it at the moon tonight.
And check back tomorrow to see if your wow is the winning wow.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Mold a Moon.
We challenge you to make a moon using materials you can find around your house.
Turn your leftover Play-Doh, paper plates, or even basketballs into a model of a moon.
And then try to recreate the different phases of the moon with a flashlight.
Like a waxing crescent moon or even a waning gibbous moon.
And once you've made your moon, take a picture. Grown-ups, you can send those photos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
Be sure to check back tomorrow for the answer to today's game when we play another round of
Two What's and a Wow was produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their three-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wow in the World, and our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's and a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time, keep on wowing!
Two What's and a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.